Blog Talk Radio.com.
Welcome, my friends. Glad you're here. It's Friday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, January 12, 2007, about 1:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Yes, franklyspeakingradio.com is the website. Listening online, welcome at rbnlive.com. If you're listening on shortwave, welcome at 3.215. And, gosh, however else you might be listening, all of our wonderful affiliates out there, we appreciate all of you making time for your for this show on your airwaves. We hope that we're keeping you entertained, informed, and enlightened, and certainly empowered, which is something we strive to do. And our guest today is doing that with all of his information. We've been talking about silver here, and their website, by the way, is www.ihsite.com, ihsite.com. And it's very interesting. Silver is something that a lot of people knew a lot about back in the day, and they've kind of fallen away from it. As far as modern day information, it's very interesting. I was communicating with a skeptic over the holidays, Glenn, somebody who didn't believe anything about silver, big sports fan and big movie buff. And this guy said, "Yeah, that's just a bunch of snake oil." And I said, "Have you seen the movie Cinderella Man?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you remember the scene where they pull the silver dollar out of the bucket of ice and water and they press it against his bleeding ear?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Why do you think they did that?" He said, "Oh." So, little things like that. And there's evidence, I've heard stories that, when they used to carry milk in pails, they would use silver pails to keep it safe, that they would, or else drop a silver dollar in there. Also that the Nazis were given silver canteens, so when they filled it up with water, it would, in essence, make the water better for them to drink, keep them healthy on the battlefield. People thought they were just like machines.
Exactly. And any skeptic out there simply has to Google the history of silver, in medicine, and now it's gone mainstream.
I know. That's the most important thing, because that's what people buy into. Go ahead and tell that story.
Well, okay, you can walk into any drugstore now, and from the largest Band-Aid manufacturer in the world, Curad, they have silver impregnated Band-Aids.
And they are silver. You can see them. The little pad people would put Neosporin on now requires nothing because it's silver.
Exactly. Amazing. And the hypocrisy of not only our government and the FDA, because if you've been hearing, or staying up to date, because, over the period of the last 10 years or so, there has been a frontal assault on silver products. Okay, by the FDA, and they tried to use the FTC, to come after them. Okay, and the silver products were still out there. Well, now there is a new frontal attack with the FDA and the EPA. And what has me concerned, and it's of no concern for Super Silver, because we're the only silver product out there who has done all the studies. We have EPA approval, but now they're using the EPA to go after all of these other silver companies, as a pesticide. So now the colloidal silver companies, all right, are going to be forced, and it's going to put a lot of them out of business, to do the expensive test that Super Silver has already done to get full EPA approval and all that. And they're even going after Samsung, who has a washing machine that now, in the rinse cycle, dumps a few particles of ionic silver into the water as antibacterial.
Wow.
But when that goes down the drain, so now the EPA is saying, well, you have to prove that those silver particles are safe as a pesticide, and it isn't going to hurt the water, the waterways in that. But the hypocrisy. Okay, there are 74 FDA-approved medical devices that are silver-based. Okay?
Wow.
And I hear the music creeping,
sir.
And so we'll
be
talk
right
about
back,
it.
Folks. Stay with us. 3 minutes. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
Do you ever wonder how...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the big show, folks. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and very excited that we have our guest with us here today, joining me via phone, up very late, but we appreciate his time, certainly. Glenn Parnum, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank.
I appreciate you being here.
It's always good to be on because you've got some educated listeners, and they're getting more educated tonight. I'm sure you're getting a whole new batch of people who never listened to you when you were only on during the day.
Yeah, I know. It's such a disparate crowd. And, certainly with the shortwave frequency kicking in into high gear, we're getting a lot of calls today to speak with you as well. And we've been getting great calls all week. So can we keep it going?
Yep. Let's do it.
800-313-9443. Eddie in Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing well.
I listened to you during the day when I got a chance.
Oh, wonderful!
And now I'm happier that you're on at night.
Well, thank you for making the effort.
First of all, that website is what?
It's www.
Yeah.
I as in the letter I.
Yeah.
H letter
yeah.
H S I T E dot com.
S I T E dot com. I thought it was this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I got something to ask your guest.
Okay.
Okay. You want to hear something really screwy? I go to a doctor, I tell him that every once in a while I'm bleeding a little bit when I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have prostate cancer. I got radioactive seeds in there.
Okay.
And what happened all of a sudden in the last month or so is now when I have to go right away. You know,
yes.
I can't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's burning. So I tell the doctor that, and he says, well, you might have prostatitis. But he gives me an antibiotic.
Yep.
And I thank God I only took one pill, because I took one pill and right away my kidney started hurting me. So I didn't take any more, and it took like 4 days for it to go away.
Yeah.
You know, and then he ordered two other antibiotics, and I saw the side effects on them, and I wouldn't take them.
Good.
You know, I said, I'm not going to take them, because I feel it's something to do with my bladder. Or maybe it is, the prostate is enlarged, but they never checked. And I was wondering if silver would do anything to help that.
Absolutely. Okay. And if you go to the link, on the patent office, on page 14, one of the first things that they say, okay, as they start leading into, you know, all the diseases, is that because of the broad spectrum kill, it's antibacterial, it's antiviral, all this, that, and they actually make the quote that the super silver molecule is more effective than antibiotics. And see, we have independent tests. They took every antibiotic family on the planet, and they tested super silver, okay, directly on them, okay, and was found to be more effective. And see, here's the big problem with antibiotics that really people are not told about. And, you know, and there is a place, if there's a life-threatening situation and that's all you have and you have some kind of bacterial infection. But the problem being, all antibiotics are made from fungus. They're grown in fungus.
Yeah.
So when they kill your good bacteria in your gut, what they leave behind is a fungal infection. And see, all cancer is a fungus. I've got research books, talking about this. All chemotherapy is antifungal, but they don't tell you that. But I've got all these research books that talk about that. Diabetes is a fungus. So all of this, these fungal infections, okay, that are in the body from our exposure either to the antibiotics in the animal products or direct use of antibiotics, when they leave behind that fungal infection, okay, all right, and you go into the doctor and you take more antibiotics, okay, and the super silver will actually, it will knock out the prostatitis, okay, but let me recommend something else, okay,
yep.
Because I just finished research. All right, and, you know, I'm always looking for easier ways for people to maintain their health and to come back into health,
right,
without it costing a fortune.
Right.
Okay, the three biggest deficiencies in our nation, in the people, are water,
yeah,
salt, and magnesium.
Very good.
Okay, so, you know, for 18 years we've been in business. International Health has never carried a salt product, and I'm so angry at... You know, okay, at this fact, okay, that I'm going to tell you, all right, because I would just tell people, look, it, never use table salt, sodium chloride with the synthetic iodine in it.
Yeah, I never do.
Good. And I would just send them down to the health food store and buy...
sea salt.
Yeah, sea salt. But
right.
Now, during my most recent research, here's what I found out. Most of the sea salt manufacturers are now processing their salt. So I said, okay, once again, because the natural industry, 95% of all the vitamins you buy are also synthetic, which we'll talk about. But so I kept researching, and I found this incredible research book. It's called Salt and Water, okay? And they took Himalayan crystal salt and Fiji water, and they'd actually done a double-blind study on this, all right? You know, and that's what you have for drugs. All right, but here's what I found. Okay, so we now carry Himalayan crystal salt. You'll see it on the website. But you don't just want to use it as salt on your food. We have been lied to so much, about salt. All right, what you want to start doing, and you need to drink half of your body weight in ounces of pure water a day, but in all that water that you're drinking, put a pinch of the Himalayan crystal salt in it. Okay, now... Not enough to make it taste like seawater, because anybody who's tasted salt water. water. No, it doesn't taste well. So you, okay, and you'll have to experiment, okay, to see how much you can put in. And then, like, over the period of a day, like, you use, like, a teaspoon, okay, like in the different, you know, water that you're drinking. Right. Here's why it's so important, and most people have never heard this. Let's first start out with blood chemistry, you know, because the billions of dollars being spent on supplements and all this stuff out there and the trillions of dollars, you know, on the drugs. Isn't everybody trying to achieve perfect blood chemistry?
Yes.
Of course, because if you have perfect blood chemistry, people who are listening, okay, that means the blood sugar is perfect, the cholesterol and all that. Guess what perfect blood chemistry matches? Ocean water. Maybe, okay, maybe that's why God put 80% of the planet under ocean water, and there are right now going on full-blown studies of using pure diluted ocean water for blood transfusion. Because I'm telling you as a scientist, okay, that perfect blood chemistry matches ocean water. So as you start to put, now it's antimicrobial, it's antifungal, it's antiviral, it will kill everything that's in your blood that's not good. Okay, drinking the water and putting this crystal salt, okay, into your like if you're drinking glasses or whatever. And again, you're going to have to experiment with how much to use because our taste buds have so been loaded with, you know, and they only, you know, actually taste either fat or sugar or salt or and that. But it's so experiment. If you put like a little bit too much in, it'll taste like salt water. So just put less in. But I'm telling you, brother, okay, that and there, okay, our websites out there, okay, of independent researchers, okay, Dr. Botman Geldy, who is the water doctor. I'm telling you, 65% of every major disease, including cancer, can be eliminated with salt and water.
All right. You know, I now that you mentioned that, I wanted to say, I have sugar diabetes, right?
Yep.
Now, 12 years ago, when I first discovered I had it, they had me on 2 10X food control pills a day.
Sure.
Now, all of a sudden, I said, there's two things I got to do. I figured this out on my own. Stay away from everything white and lose weight.
Well, yeah.
So I lost 40 pounds in 30 days, and I'm down to 140 pounds, what I was when I was a kid. And I can't eat anything white. If I eat something white, my blood sugar will go up.
Of course.
But I can have a meal and then have a banana split with all chocolate ice cream, whipped cream, hot fudge topping, and my sugar doesn't go up.
Well,
you figure that out.
Well, it's easy to figure it out because of the chemicals that they're putting in, you know, like the white flour, white sugar, okay? And the people have to realize, and thank God for Kevin Trudeau, okay, who first exposed this in his books, you know, what they don't want you to know, or the natural cures they don't want you to know. Chemical companies have been for decades putting, or I shouldn't say chemical companies, the food processing companies, have been putting chemicals in the food intentionally to make you diabetic, right? And that's MSG and, you know, and like all of its derivatives, to make you sick and tired and overweight and to be addicted to the food, okay? And let me recommend, okay, this other third product, okay? Because I have been, as a scientist, an advocate of magnesium therapy. That's the number one deficiency in this country. But here's the problem with trying to raise your levels of magnesium, doing it orally. First of all, you have to literally take handfuls of capsules a day with the laxative effect that happens, but you've got to do it for 9 to 12 months. We finally have, and it's been out there for a while, but it has not been available to the general public. It's called magnesium oil. It is, all right. Now, the diseases and the symptoms caused by a lack of magnesium at your cell membrane are as long as your arm, and they're on the website. Every diabetic is magnesium deficient. But now with this new, it's called magnesium oil, even though it's not an oil. It's a liquid magnesium extracted from all places, ocean water. Hello?
Hello,
okay.
Yeah.
And you can, like on your feet and your legs or any place you have pain, you rub it on your skin, all right, and you can raise your levels at the cell membrane within 30 days. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why that's important.
And give that phone number again, because I didn't get the whole phone number, all right? And thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eddie. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Folks, we'll be right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Since 1988,
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. It's Friday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad to have you aboard with us here today. Our guest today, Glenn Parn from International Health, the website, www.ihsite.com, ihsite.com. That's the easiest one, but there's about a thousand of them.
Yeah, but there's links.
Yes, there are links. And people can go ahead and go to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Glenn, I wasn't able to send the information to our webmaster today, having lots and lots and lots of Internet difficulties, which who knows what that's all about. But there are plenty of interviews that we've done in our archives, and all the information is posted there. But upon request from Eddie there in Georgia, he wanted to have you give out the number again.
Yes, it's 1-800-974-1879. We're in Arizona, so we're on mountain time. And there's nobody there right now. Okay, they won't be in until 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Okay, but and that's 1-800-974-1879. Okay, and let me reiterate. Okay, what I was talking to him about. I am so excited to be able to tell people now. Okay, and I don't care if they're on welfare because I do consultations with people who are multimillionaires, and I do them all the way down, okay, to people who are on welfare. And, you know, unfortunately, even in the natural industry, which we'll talk about here in a minute, I mean, it's getting expensive to stay healthy. I mean, you know, organic food, because, if you eat food that's been touched by man and processed by companies, it's going to be toxic for your body. You know, so to buy the organic food and the raising a family and all that, but even a person on the most limited of resources, okay, can arrange to drink pure water, all right, and by adding the crystal salt and using this magnesium oil, I'm hearing scientists say that with the general public now being able to get, okay, this the magnesium oil, use it on your skin, okay, and it goes through your skin, just like a drug patch, okay, I think everybody knows you rub things on your skin, it goes through. It can raise the level, okay, at the cell membrane of magnesium, the number one deficiency, so fast. And for anybody who's in pain, okay, one of the things with this, and I've had so many people in the last month say, I've had chronic pain for years and tried everything, and I rub this magnesium oil on, and you put a hot cloth over on, you know, like on top of it to drive it in. Absolutely is changing their life. People who are having fatigue, and I mean, if it's chronic fatigue or whatever, see, what people, unfortunately, like a lot of times don't understand, that all cellular energy, and I mean every bit of energy that is supposed to be produced by your trillions of cells, has to have magnesium present at the cell membrane to make the ATP make energy. Okay? So if you don't have that there, are the cells going to make energy? Absolutely not. And if they don't have energy, you'll be tired, but then the cells are not able to push out the toxins. Okay, so for all detoxification, every diabetic is magnesium deficient. Everybody who's having heart problems is magnesium deficient. We are curing, or I shouldn't say we are, but the magnesium levels raised with this liquid magnesium, mitral valve prolapse, heart attack victims. Most people don't realize, because the doctors don't want them to know this, if you have a heart attack, in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, they're going to hit you with a saline solution of about, I mean, it's, and it's terrible salt, but they hit you with a salt solution and a magnesium, okay, intravenously at about $400 a bag.
Wow.
Okay, so heaven forbid that they let the general population know, well, you know, if you keep your magnesium levels up, if you have, a heart that's skipping beats, that's going to fix it. If you have mitral valve prolapse, okay, if you've had a stroke, okay, you have to have magnesium there to repair the damage. Okay, and as I said, the list of the symptoms associated with, a lack of magnesium and the absolute serious diseases directly linked, and there's been 250-300 clinical studies, all right, that if you get your magnesium levels up and get your salt levels, the good salt, not, again, and I'm so angry at the sea salt manufacturers, okay, for processing their salt, okay, and thank God that I found this this crystal salt. You add that to your water, anybody can afford good pure water, salt in their water, and magnesium oil, and that's the three major deficiencies, and I'm telling you, within 30 to 60 days, if you have any symptoms left, then we can address those specifically, because you probably, like if you're a woman, you got a hormonal imbalance. And let me say, that is my passion. International Health was basically started because my wife asked me to do research about 20 years ago on hormones. And I got so angry at the pharmaceutical industry giving women synthetic hormones instead of real bioidentical hormones that I dropped. Okay, I dropped all my other research projects, and I told my colleagues, hey, guys, this is much more important, and, you know, millions of women have been lied to about the birth control pills and the Premarin and the Provera, and we can balance any hormonal imbalance. And I don't just want to talk to the women, because you know, Frank, if the wife is not, you know, is not feeling well because of a hormonal imbalance, it can make your life a little different. different too.
Sure. And yeah. You know, we had some experiences here with some, I don't know, some sort of maybe estrogen or some sort of you know, because a lot of that stuff, the birth control pills, for example, you know, whatever isn't used is you know, discarded out of the body in the form of urine, and of course that is not filtered out.
Nope.
In any of the city water. Hang on a second, folks. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
My friends, on this fine, fine, fine Friday evening here in Northwest Arkansas, you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest today, Glenn Parnum from International Health. Glenn, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. Still got a lot of calls in the queue, my friend. Do you mind if we dive
into
this?
No, let's get to them.
All right, let's
do it. Let's help these people. That's what this is all about.
I know, and God bless you for all the time that you're taking here tonight and staying up late, and I really, really appreciate it. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Keith in Indiana. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. Thanks. And this is exciting information to me.
Oh, yeah.
I had questions. You know, the global elite dumping this depleted uranium, I mean, in the bombs, I'm hearing it's getting in the jet stream.
Yeah.
I wondered about that. I wondered about how this works with heavy metals, and microwave energy, if there's anything to that, and also hypothyroidism.
Yep. You know, and you're exactly right. Okay, all this DU problem, you know, and it seems, I mean, it can be almost overwhelming, even as a research scientist. You know, if I didn't know, you know, that, you know, God's not going to leave us, you know, with no tools to take care of this. But you look at this, and all this DU, which is absolutely linked now to diabetes, and then the thyroid problems. All right, I mean, epidemic levels of thyroid disorders. As I said, I'm on the phone 10, 12 hours a day consulting. Used to be primarily with women. You know, and I'd still say it's probably still 60% women, but now that I've helped so many women, they're absolutely forcing their husbands to call me because, you know, the husbands are sick. But, okay, couple things, all right. If we keep in mind that as the blood chemistry goes out of balance from being exposed to all these toxins, and you're exactly right, that the spiritual wickedness in high places, you know, who are controlling things out there, have a depopulation agenda. In fact, make sure that you call in and get that DVD about the bird flu, because it ain't just about the bird flu, and you'll see absolute documented evidence of the plans that they have had going for a long time. But if you can keep your blood chemistry perfect with water and the salt, okay, and then, of course, proper whole food nutrition, that is going to go a long way to overcoming what's going on. With the thyroid, okay, one of the biggest problems is that, you know, people are not told the truth by the doctors. The thyroid tests that they do in this country are the laughingstock of the international medical community. But if we just look at the thyroid gland, okay, the only active thyroid hormone, the bioactive thyroid hormone, is called T3, and you have all these other thyroid, you know, T2, T4, T7, but and see, they are all supposed to convert in the liver through an enzyme activity into the only one that actually works. It's called T3. Now, most people have never been told by their doctors or their healthcare professionals, who don't seem to want to spend too much time with people. They just want to hand them a pill. But T3, the T stands for tyrosine, okay, attached to 3 molecules of iodine. Now, if every ounce of your blood passes through the thyroid gland every 17 minutes, and it's supposed to pick up T3 that helps the blood purify, okay, and every cell in your body is supposed to have thyroid hormone in it for metabolism and energy in that, tell me where in your diet, or anybody's diet, where we're getting iodine. Okay? You know, if you're eating a bunch of seaweed or sea kelp or, you know, these other things like the Japanese do, but what the big criminality is that, well, we put iodine in salt. Yeah, but the sodium chloride, the salt, which happens to be what they spread on highways to melt the ice, that sounds like a good thing to put in the body, and the, you know, and the synthetic, okay, iodine is nowhere near enough, all right? See, there's a product that we carry. It's called Iodoral, and it's the little teeny pill form of this unbelievably phenomenal a solution that they used to give. I mean, everybody who walked into a doctor's office with any kind of a problem was given what's called Lugol solution, L-U-G-O-L. But unfortunately, it tastes like crap. It's very irritating to the stomach lining, and if you spill it on your clothes, it's all right. It's just iodine and iodide, okay, together. And we've all heard that if there is an atomic explosion, and you know, and we are exposed to radiation, what are we supposed to take?
Mm.
Okay, but these little pills, and they're 12.5 milligrams of iodine and iodide in perfect balance, will raise your iodine level in your body, will give the thyroid gland, which, you know, of all the hormonal glands, it's kind of hard to say which ones, okay, are the most important. But I'll tell you, if your thyroid's not working, you just feel like crap, okay, and you'll gain weight, and then the other hormones will go out of balance. Okay.
Well, Glenn, if you balance that, then will you lose weight?
Oh, my God.
Really?
I have had people, okay, who are overweight, mm-hmm. okay, for years. And, okay, as women, the biggest problem is it's what's called estrogen dominance. They have too much estrogen in their body in relationship to the second hormone that they should have, okay, called progesterone. And this is also whacking out the men, too. We have estrogen everywhere, Frank. It's in our food. It's in our water, okay? It's in our air, okay? Estrogen tells cells to grow. So it's the hormone which made the breasts grow on little girls. And now you're seeing 7- and 8-year-old girls with breast tissue. The estrogen? There's only one hormone that builds the breast tissue. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing it. Okay, in our teenage boys, where they're having all these deformities of the genitalia, but estrogen, okay, and see, that's what's so dangerous about soy. If anybody is eating or drinking soy out there, stop. Second biggest criminal deception ever pushed on our nation is that soy is good for them. It's estrogenic, and if men eat it or drink it, they'll have a prostate the size of a football. Okay, it's estrogen. Okay,
yeah.
So all of this estrogen out there adds fat. Okay, it turns virtually every calorie.
How strange it looked, and you know, it just didn't look like a collapse, what you would expect from a collapse. There was nothing there recognizable, he said, but half of a phone keypad. Everything else turned to dust. So he was trying to get this across to them. They didn't want to hear it. You know, it's like the Warren Commission. They didn't want to hear about the fires, the shots being fired behind the fence there with the grassy knoll. They didn't want to hear about the smokestack. People even got pictures of the smokestack from the rifle. No, they didn't want to hear about that. Just struck it from the record. Business as usual. So anyway, my hat's off to Rosie O'Donnell. Looking forward to seeing this. Keep in mind, once again, this woman has a viewing audience of about 30 million people. That's 1/10 of the country's population, folks. This is going to get a lot more attention. You're going to see those statistics rise exponentially after this. People that don't believe the official 9/11 story, which is over 80%, by the way. You know, these phony polls, they're telling you 30-something percent. People who believe it was an inside job, I can tell you, it's a lot higher than that. They lie about everything else. They're lying about that. The 80% I'm quoting is people who are skeptical about the story. It doesn't mean that they all believe it was an inside job. Probably maybe 20-30% of those people believe that the government sat back and let it happen. The ones who believe it was an inside job is probably closer to 50%. But in any case, it doesn't matter. The whopping majority of Americans, 80-plus percent, do not believe the official story. To me, it doesn't really matter if they think the government did it or if they think the government sat back and let it happen. It doesn't matter. As long as they recognize the official story is a lie, if you can get them to that point where they can finally admit and face the truth that our government lies to us, yes, especially this particular unelected fascist treasury-robbing administration sending our kids over to die in their phony wars. I mean, the crimes. I mean, come on, look at all the indictments. You think those indictments are for a reason, folks, because these people are crooks. Quite frankly, there aren't enough indictments coming down the pike, if you ask me. Every single member of this administration, past and present, has been engaged in just monstrous criminality against crimes against humanity, not just in this country, but abroad. They're international criminals. And the fact that they're still walking the streets, let alone still in power, just astonishes me. This is jaw-dropping. Sickening. Again, you know, say what you want about Nixon. We fared much better under his watch. The guy had some sense of decency and scruples. I mean, when caught, he stepped down. These guys get caught and they just beef up the propaganda machine to make themselves look good. You know, people start noticing that, hey, that's a lump of horse droppings. Oh, we'll just get out the industrial strength Lysol and spray ourselves down. Get out the spray paint, put that nice pretty pink hue. Look at it for what it is, folks. It's a lump of horse droppings. Anyway, moving on with some more news items here. Washington Post reported yesterday an article called Immunity Sought for Cheney. say top officials. Cheney wants immunity. There we go. Aren't these guys something? Case in point. Look at that right there. Unbelievable. Guys, it's time for a major change here, and it better come and fast, because we're in a lot of trouble. These scoundrels got another, what, year and a half to go? You know how much damage can be done in a year and a half? I mean, look what they've done already. We're right at the edge of the precipice, and these guys are geared up to push us off. It won't take much at this point. I mean, our economy is on the brink of complete collapse. The housing market is a disaster right now. Our national debt is the highest it's ever been in history. In fact, more debt is accrued right now in this country under this scoundrel's watch than all previous presidents combined. He beat Daddy's record. During the Reagan years, Daddy had created an enormous amount of debt, but now the Junior has outdone Dad. Dad must be very proud. You know, the highest deficits, more job hemorrhaging under this president than anything before. I mean, look at this. Look at his track record. It's scary that there are still people in this country that are supporting him. And I'm not talking about the obvious diehard neocons who don't give a hoot how many people die and how much the economy gets destroyed as long as their pockets are filled. They don't care. They know he's a scoundrel, but they're scoundrels too. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about ignoramuses who otherwise would have a conscience but don't realize what's going on. They're blindly supporting them. How can they be oblivious at this point? It's amazing. Oh, I don't know. What's it going to take for people in this country to wake up? Then we've got the Raw story reporting yesterday. White House opposes military pay raise. Oh, thank you, guys. We're real supportive of you. But no pay raise, sorry. All that extra money we're going to send over to Halliburton. Never mind pay raise. They're cutting back on their benefits. They're over there breathing depleted uranium. And yet you're not supportive of the troops if you want to call them home and get them out of this rat's nest, this meat grinder. You're not supportive of them unless you want them to continue to stay over there and get used and abused and blown away. And I don't know, man. George Orwell really is rolling in his grave. CBS yesterday had an article. Are FEMA trailers making residents sick? Katrina victims staying in the FEMA-run trailer parks. It emerged yesterday that a lot of these people are getting sick, especially babies, especially susceptible to this. Apparently, there's formaldehyde chemicals in the walls of these trailers. Now, as to whether or not that's done deliberately, I'll leave that up to you to decide. But one thing's for sure. FEMA's not too upset about this. They tried to kill these people off in the first place. In the wake of the disaster there, they were, as you know, I hope you know, we're going to be doing a whole show on this coming up. For 8 days, folks, they would not allow, so much for emergency management, emergency mismanagement. For 8 days, they weren't allowing anyone to get out of the city, to get water, medicine, food, and they weren't letting help get in. Remember, 50 countries offered supplies. They were ready to send them down there immediately, within hours after the storm had passed. FEMA said no. FEMA got caught cutting communication cables down there. Hundreds of trucks were sent from all over the country with supplies, food, water, medicine, you name it, clothing. And they were held at bay, lined up for miles outside the city. They would not let them in. Not only that, people were trying to cross the bridge to get out of the city, to get to these trucks, to get aid, to get help. And there was a checkpoint. In fact, Fox covered this. They gave probably some of the best coverage of any of the other networks. I was amazed. Every once in a while, Fox will blow my mind and actually give some decent coverage, like they did with the Israeli spy ring story after few months after 9/11, that Kyle Cameron did that. They had Shepard there, Shepard Smith. He was standing at the end of the bridge there, and he said, "Folks, I'm not kidding." He says, "If you try to cross this bridge right now to get out of this city, there is a checkpoint at the end of this bridge, and federal officials are standing there, and they will turn you back. They will tell you, you can. He says, this is the only way out of the city for these people. On the other side of this bridge, there's water, there's food, there's medicine. You try to cross that bridge right now, they will not let you pass. So this is what was going on for 8 days. How many people do you think died during those 8 days? Never mind from the storm. This criminal mismanagement policy of FEMA. Keep in mind, Bush personally appointed FEMA to hand up this post-storm crisis. And then 5 days into this 8-day vigil of starving people to death and dehydrating them to death, Bush praised Brownie for doing a heck of a job. I mean, is it not obvious what was going on here? Bush passes an executive order shortly after that, stating that Halliburton, which he gave the unbidded contracts to once again, did not have to pay prevailing wages to the laborers down there. And then he forbade anyone from going in with cameras. They couldn't film what was going on. Of course not. Didn't want anybody to see how many people had died down there from starvation and dehydration. Then he sends troops in, a bunch of armed thugs, with zero tolerance shoot-to-kill orders. Anybody does anything, just looks at you funny. You have license to kill. Just blow them away. All the more people. That's fine. Add more to the list. Maximize the death toll. So that Halliburton come in and grab up all that land. Big land grab. That's all that was about. Unbelievable, folks. Anybody want to challenge me on that? You think I'm exaggerating? Call me in. We can discuss it after the break. Be right back, folks.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I'm trying to say it, foolish
time to do the news. Oh, I love having guests, but man, it's like, it's crazy. I tell you, these 2 hours really do fly. Okay, the GAO informs us that Homeland Security is breaking privacy laws. Well, thanks for telling us that, GAO, but I hate to tell you, we've known about this for a very long time. They've been doing it from day one, ever since Bush created that Gestapo regime back in late 2002. I mean, that's what their whole intended function was, Homeland Security, making sure the criminals are secure here at home from pesky little peasant citizens who want to expose their crimes. They should be free to engage in monstrous criminal activities without these pesky peasants poking into their private affairs. You'll be silent! Then we got Washington Post Wednesday said that this was really interesting. This is actually a pretty major story. Scientists cast doubt on Kennedy bullet analysis. Some FBI officials had been looking at the evidence and they're saying, yeah, there's something wrong here. This you know, magic bullet thing, the bullet evidence that was presented, it's seriously flawed. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? You could argue that, yeah, this is great news. You know, it's showing, again, that the government's official story about Kennedy's death, like the government's official story about a whole lot of other things, is a big lie. But at the same time, you got to wonder, you know, is this trying to distract attention off of the E. Howard Hunt revelations, you know? Okay, we'll act like we're really hot on the trail here, but we won't talk about government complicity. We'll just say that, oh, look at that, the government made a mistake about the claims about the bullet investigations and, you know, to make it look like they're really hot on something. But they're not going to tell you that there's evidence of government complicity. They're just going to say, yeah, we made some mistakes. So, you know, they can say, what are you talking about? We don't admit that, you know, the government has made errors and that there is maybe perhaps reason to be suspicious about the Kennedy assassination. Yes, in light of this bullet evidence, I guess there is reason to question the story. But no talk of government complicity, just that the government may have been wrong and made some mistakes. Whereas if you pay attention to the E. Howard Hunt tape and a whole lot of other things that have come out over the years, you know full well that that whole thing has government fingerprints all over it. So, you know, while it's an interesting story that came out, at the same time, it's probably just more propaganda to fool people, make it look like, you know, our media is hot on the trail and they're getting to the bottom of the story. Yeah, whatever. Yahoo News on Wednesday. Oh, I love this one. Wolfowitz refuses to quit bank, wants name cleared. Yeah, you're such a bastion of honesty and truthfulness and trustworthiness there, Mr. Wolfowitz. Your name should be cleared. I'll tell you what, we'll clear your name with the World Bank fiasco, okay? But not with lying us into Iraq and your phony WMD thing, which he did admit later, by the way. Here's one of the bizarre ironies that we have with this administration. Wolfie Boy actually told Vanity Fair in May of 2003, just 2 months after the phony Iraq war broke out, he actually admitted that the reason given of weapons of mass destruction for the war, he said it's something we concocted for bureaucratic reasons, had more to do with U.S. bureaucracy than anything else. It was something we all agreed the public would be able to accept as a legitimate excuse for the war. He actually admitted that. Unbelievable. And yet there's still people out there thinking, oh, they're going to find their weapons of mass destruction. They're out there somewhere. Unreal. Anyway, guys, I guess we reached the end of another show. Hopefully I can squeeze some more news in next week, but we got some great guests lined up, so we'll catch you then. Have a great weekend, folks. Take care.